Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Ah, you're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Beautiful, beautiful day. Wish you were here, you. But nevertheless, I am glad to be with you today again. Those of you that listen on a continual basis, you know I want to send you lots of love, hugs, and prayers today. You have our prayers right now. Yes, you do. And you pray for us also. We thank God for you today. Yes, we do. This is a great day. Isn't it a great day? Right after Thanksgiving, are you still thanking God for getting you through another Thanksgiving? I sure hope you are, because it was God that brought you through. I know it's Him that brought me through. Oh, my. Eating all the wrong things and Thanksgiving, too, you know how it is, you know. You get a certain age, you ain't supposed to eat all that stuff you used to eat. You know that, don't you? But we did, didn't we? You know you did, and I did, too. Now it's telling on us. Praise God. Now you need somebody to pray for you, so call us at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. I know you need prayer today after eating all that turkey and all the works. You know you ate all that good stuff, cakes and pies and tarts and cookies. And I hate to see when Christmas comes. Oh, no, you're going to eat a lot then, aren't you? Praise God, praise God. We'll have more people to pray for. Oh, yes, we would. But we're going to pray for some now already that's going through. We are starting off with Sarah. Sarah, Mother Clark's granddaughter, of New Hope's granddaughter. Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray for the deliverance of depression from Sarah, God. Lord God, that you would touch her right now, wherever she is at this moment. Touch her in the name of Jesus. Let her call her grandmother, Father God, in Jesus' name today. And we thank you for it right now. Father, we ask you to look on Deacon Williams, Lord God. And Father, you know what's wrong with his body. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we ask you to touch him right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, deliver him right now. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we ask you to touch Clara Curry. In Jesus' name, God, touch their body right now. In Jesus' name. Lord, we don't know what is wrong, but you know what is wrong. Father, and you are the healer. Touch her right now and deliver her in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we ask you to touch Eurysia Merchant in this hour right now on her job. She needs your help, Father God. Put your arms of protection around her in Jesus' name, Father God. Oh, let your blood cover her from top to bottom, head to toe, everywhere. Let nothing hurt or harm her this day. Touch her back area right now, Jesus, and right now, Father, touch her enemies, God. Oh, God, put her enemies at her foot right now today in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you for touching them, Lord. We thank you for touching Prophet Leandra Wright. We thank you for touching him today, God. Oh, Father, we thanking you for touching John Bimbo, Lord. We thank you for touching him today. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, Lord, God, he's still waiting for a kidney. Father, in Jesus' name, I know that you're a wonder worker. Father, and you can do it. Touch Tanya Joseph today, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, who's in this semi-coma today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch her right now, Father God. Oh, Lord, have mercy today, God, on your people all over, God, on your people, the pastors that's going through, those that are sick. Lord God, touch them right now. Bring them out with your mighty hand today, God. Oh, they need you at this hour. Some are discouraged, Lord. Some are going through, Lord God. Help them right now to make it through, God, to stand anyhow, Lord. When it looks like all the ground is sinking around them, Lord, they just got to reach up and touch you, God. Oh, God, and you have placed their feet on a solid rock today. And, Father, we thank you for it right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, it is so today, God. Those that are having a financial problems, help them right now, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Make a way for them, God. Stretch what they got, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy right now, Holy Father. Oh, Lord, and we thank you. Those, Lord, that are going through holiday blues, God. You know, some people get the lonelies and they start being depressed at holidays and everything. Now, I don't know why that time they picked to do all of that, Father God. But have mercy on them. Let them know if they're alive, they got a lot to be thankful for and grateful for because you have allowed them more time on this earth. Father, let them thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Everyone that is going through that period of time, Father, in their life this month, God, in Jesus' name, have mercy. Oh, yes, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy on them, Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know why so many people get depressed at this time of year? Huh? I don't know. They get so depressed at Christmas time. What is it about Christmas that they get so depressed about? You know, is it the red and white? Everything, the poinsettias and the Santa Claus they be having with the red and white and all beautiful colors all over the place. Is that what making them sick or something? Somebody let me know. You can call me, let me know, 347-857-3925. I certainly would like to know what makes people get so down at Christmas time. You know, especially those that ain't never got nothing anyway, so they ain't got nothing to get all depressed over. You know, just keep on praising God, you know, because God gave you life. And if you got a roof over your head, thank God for that. If you got an old car to ride in, I don't care if you got to ride and push and pray. You know, you just go ahead on and do it until God give you another car, because he will make a way for you, you know. So just rise and shine and give God the glory today. That's all you got to do. Just start giving him the glory. My. Don't make no difference, you know, whether your body is in pain and maybe you know, doctor give you a bad report. You know, the doctors do just what they do. They practice, you know. So you know they practicing, so go find another opinion. You might find one with the right words, you know, the right stuff to heal you, to deliver you from whatever you're in. I know. There I go. Let me give you this word for the day. Praise God, because I just can't see why you can't thank him anyhow. You know, it say, before you speak, listen. Before you write, think. Before you spend, earn. Before you invest, investigate. Before you criticize, wait. Before you pray, forgive. Before you quit, try. Before you retire, save. Before you die, give. All right, you want to hear that again? Before you speak, listen. Before you write, think. Before you spend, earn. Before you invest, investigate. Before you criticize, wait. Before you pray, forgive. Before you quit, try. Before you retire, save. Before you die, give. Ah, you didn't like that, did you? God is good, you know, and this is the season to be jolly. That's what they tell me. So ain't no sense in feeling lonely, you know. You got friends, you know. Go to the mall. You see a whole bunch of people, you know. Talk to somebody while you there. Come on, amen. Talk to somebody while you there at the mall, you know. There's plenty of people to talk to. I didn't say take them home with you. I say talk to them, all right? Say, let's go to the food court and have a little bite, a little lunch, a soda, coffee or something. You know, be friendly. Now, the Bible tell you that if you want some friends, you got to show yourself friendly, right? So don't get mad if you ain't got none because you ain't been showing friendliness. Mm-hmm. All right now, praise ye the Lord, amen. You know, I ain't fussing, praise God. I'm just talking, that's all. You know, it's time to talk about it, it's time to talk about it. That's the way it goes, isn't it? Well, today, we just going to try to do something today, okay? Now, today I want you to do something, you know, that you haven't done in a while. All right. I'm going to read this scripture now. We'll go there in just a moment. 16th chapter of Proverbs. I'll start at the first verse, okay? The preparations of the heart in man, answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigh the spirits. What's that kind of tell you? Everybody think they right, right? Mm-hmm. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigh the spirits. The third verse say, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts, hear me now, shall be established. Commit them. Commit your works unto the Lord. All right? We have all types of works, right? We do all kind of things in the name of the Lord. Where's our thoughts are when we do them? Well, you know, they didn't appreciate it. Well, you know, I'm sorry I did that for them, you know, and I ain't doing nothing else, you know. So your thoughts have not been established, okay? You are what? Cleaning your own eyes, all right? So if you're cleaning your own eyes, your thoughts are not established because you think you are 110% perfect. Okay? You're going beyond it, right? But let me say this to you today. We're going to talk about committing yourself. Huh? Do you know how to commit yourself? Mm-mm. You know, what you know how to commit yourself to? Me, mine, and more of me. You want to commit yourself to that, right? You want to commit yourself to building your own house. You want to commit yourself to everything for me and nobody else. Do nothing for nobody else but me. You got to, it's like you trying to sing the notes, you know, when you be practicing singing, you go, me. You know, that's what they do. So you're committed to me. Okay? Now, I want you to get out of being committed to yourself. Because when you think all your ways are clean in your own eyes, you got a problem. Huh? He said, but the Lord weigh the spirits. He try your spirits, huh? Yes, he do. He tried that to see just who you are and what you will be doing. Mm-hmm. Yes. And what is commit anyhow? Hmm? What is commit anyhow? Commit, according to the dictionary, to do, perform, perpetuate, to place in trust, to pledge to a position or some issue. Can you do that today? Can you commit to doing more than you've done before in your church, whatever church you go to? Now, if you don't go to no church, you ain't committed to nothing or nobody, are you, but yourself? You know that person that sit home, I don't need to go to church, I can just look at TV. Then you're not committed to yourself or nothing, because he say, don't fail to assemble yourselves together. Hmm? You ain't together with nobody on that TV. They can't hear you, and you don't hear nothing but them. So you can't intertwine. You cannot testify to each other. You cannot tell each other how good God is. There's no communication there. See? So you are not in the right position. Huh? Come on now. You ain't in the right position. Huh? Who's going to trust you if you're not committed to anything? Nobody's going to trust you. Cause what are they going to trust? A person, non-committable person. That's what they're going to trust? No, because they want somebody that will stand when the going get tough. They need somebody that is know the Lord and can tell them who to reach out to. Huh? All right, all right. I'm just trying to be nice. I'm going to be a little nice today, all right? Mm-hmm. All right. See, when you need to be delivered, you don't need nobody that's wishy-washy, do you? Nope. You need a word from the Lord. You don't want nobody that, well, maybe he'll do it. You need somebody that has tried Jesus and he has blessed them and brought them out and brought them through whatever trials or tribulation they have come into. See? That's what you need. You need somebody that's been committed to the word of the living God, have tried the living word of the God, and it has done what? It worked. You don't need nobody that don't know nothing, do you? Now, you can know the word. Let me tell you, we got so many people out there. See, this is what some of these young people coming up now, they feel like they have put the Bible to memory, and so that is all they need. What did this word just say? The Lord weigh the spirit. Huh? Isn't that what he said? The Lord weigh the spirit. Okay, now the Lord weighed the spirit. Where's your spirit? Where's the spirit at? Huh? You study trying to be no more than anybody with the word. Huh? With the word. Okay? Now, if you got the word in you, it's okay if you got the spirit working with it, because the two works together. Okay? Huh? See what it say? And thy thoughts shall be established. Your thoughts are not established because you ain't but halfway through. Okay? You halfway through because you're only thinking of one thing. I know what the books say. Yeah, you know what the books say, but do you do what the books say? Okay? I know, sound like I'm fussing, but I ain't fussing. But now, I'm going to go to one of my favorite scriptures right about now, 37 Psalms. My, my, my. I could just stay on that one sometime all day long. But we just going to go how far God lead us right now. It's 37 Psalms. They fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shall be fed. Trust in the Lord and do good. See, while you trusting, you can't just don't do nothing. You got to do good. Huh? Now, try this. Why you won't try it? Huh? And I dare you to try it today. Trust God. Huh? And when you trust God, you will do what? You'll commit yourself. See? Now, you find a person want to go to church when they get in trouble. You can go through the doors all day long, but if you don't commit yourself to him, you're still in trouble. Did you get that? Hmm? Come on now, talk to me, y'all. You can call and talk to me if you want to. 347-857-3925. You can talk to me because we do this. We go to church all day long, but we never commit ourselves to Christ, all his ways, all his works. We don't commit to that. Well, at least they ought to be glad I'm here. Well, you there, but you ain't doing nothing. Hmm? Because he said in the fourth verse, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Now, this is what he said, but this is what go along with that verse is the fifth verse. He said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Now, it can't come to pass unless you do some commitment. Huh? And we have more people going to church because maybe some celebrities in that church, you know, or come to that church and say, well, I've heard somebody say, you know, I remember once I was in New York and I was in the dress store, of course, and I was talking to a lady about God, you know, and everything, and so I said, well, you go to church? Oh, yeah, I go now. I said, well, how you go now? Well, you know, Crefella Dollar opened up a church here, so I go to that now. I said, you only go because of him? What about Christ? Huh? What about Jesus? She ain't want to talk no more. You know that, don't you? He said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also him, and he shall bring it to pass. Now, you want to delight yourself in the Lord, don't you? And you want him to give you the desires of your heart. You ever see every saint just about go to church is looking for God to give them the desires of the heart? Don't care what it is, what they desire, and they're looking for God to do it. Could be house, could be land, could be husband, could be wife, could be children, could be, they're looking for something from God. Huh? Because they will take this same verse, 37th Psalm, the fourth verse, and they say, well, he said, delight myself in the Lord, and he'll give me the desires of thine heart. But what comes along with that is commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust in him, and he'll bring it to pass. But now, if there's no commitment, if there's no trust, you don't look for it to come. You say, why you want to say that? The Bible say, I say, I know what it say, but you got to do something too. Huh? Come on now. You got to do something too. And he says, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. You think you can just get anything from God and don't do nothing, right? Don't be committed. You ain't committed to nothing. Hmm? You don't want to trust him. You want everybody to do the praying and you do the playing. That's what you want to do. It don't work like that. You're going to have to get in there and do some sacrificing too. Huh? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. You're going to have to do some sacrificing too. You don't just leave me to do all the sacrificing and you get all the glory and you get all the goodies. I'm suffering and going through and praying for you day and night, fasting for you and do all this stuff. And you ain't fasting one bit, you just getting fat. Huh? No, that don't work. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust in him. See, he going to bring it to pass. That's a guarantee. He shall bring it to pass. This is what he said. He's guaranteeing you he's going to bring it to pass, but you got to do something too. Don't you want your thoughts to be established in God? You don't want to be thinking about something evil all the time. Oh, he not going to do it because of this. He ain't going to do it. You don't know why he ain't doing it. Because you haven't gotten close enough to him to know what he's thinking. You ain't get that close because you won't commit. You want to have the mind of Christ? He's told you, he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. There is the opportunity to have a mind of Christ, but in order to get there, you're going to have to do some committing your ways unto the Lord and trust him. This is what you're going to have to do. You trust everything else. You trust that job that you go to and you committed to it. And they lay you off without notice, give you the little pink slip, and you ain't even know it. You ain't expect it. You ain't got nothing saved up or anything. You in a lost way. Now, you know, I just like this. But he said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Huh? Rest in him. Can you rest today? Are you in a tension? What are you? Because didn't he tell you when you rest with him? Why are you telling you to rest? Because he said you'll start fretting. He tell you fret not thyself because of him who prospered in his way. You looking at everybody? Well, sister Ann and Deacon sister whoever, they doing good. Look at them. Where they get that car from? Where they get them clothes from they wear? You don't know. They could have bought them from the thrift shop, because some thrift shops have some good stuff. They could have got them from a yard sale. Yard sale have some real nice stuff. See? But you're so busy looking at them, and you don't understand that they have committed their ways to the Lord. And they trust God to bless them, make ways out of nowhere for them. Do you get the picture? So when they trust God and they look for God to make the way for them, God makes the way. Because they're not going to worry about who's prospering. Or even the wicked man, the man that bring wicked devices to pass. They don't worry about that because they're trusting in God. See, they're trusting in him. And they ain't going to get mad. You know, you ever seen people get mad because you got something? They angry because you got a car. I say to some woman one time, and she was mad because I had bought me a car. And she had bought a car too. But she didn't buy the kind of car I got. She bought herself a station wagon. Now, it was a new station wagon. Don't get it wrong. I had a car. Mine was used. But it was a different type. It was the type of car I liked. And she got so mad, I'm going to tell you who she was. She was just a landlord that I was living with. I was living in her house, and she got mad, want to put me out the house. And I just told her point blank, how much do you pay a month for your car? And she told me, I said, I pay the same thing. You made your choice, and I made my choice of what kind of car I like, and we paying the same kind of thing. So what you going to get mad with me for? I said, now I'll give you your house. Now you can have your house. I'll go find me somewhere else to live. I said, but you don't make no sense. I'm going to still have the same car when I leave here. See, people get crazy, angry, huh? And the Lord says, cease from anger. Face, forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. I wasn't doing evil. She wasn't doing evil. Put me out of her house. because I had a different car, and my car was bigger. I'm a big girl. She was short, and she had a little station wagon. I had a big Cadillac at the time, so I'm a big girl. I need a big car. She didn't even look at that point, you see. Too busy being angry about what I had made. I had gotten myself what I wanted, and she had gotten what she wanted. So if you like a Volkswagen, I'm not going to get mad with you because you like a Volkswagen. That's what you like. I still like a big car. I like them SUVs. I want one now. You see, I'm waiting for God to give me another one. And I'm going to believe him and trust him to give me another SUV. Now it's a leg room. He said, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. It all belongs to me because I'm going to wait on the Lord. Hello, somebody. Ooh, yeah, and while I'm waiting, I'm committing myself to him. Huh? I'm putting all my trust in him. Do you hear what I'm saying? Yes, I am. Because he said he's going to bring it to pass. Are you waiting for something today? Pardon me. Are you waiting? I'm waiting for the healing of my body completely. I'm waiting for divine healing in my body. Do you hear what I say? Divine healing in my body. I'm waiting for that. Because the Bible says he is faithful at promise. And God keeps his word. Now, let's say what 1 Timothy says in the 6th chapter. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Now, listen, hear the clinching. Avoiding profane and vain babblings, opposition of science, falsely so-called. You don't let nothing they be talking about. Well, you ain't supposed to have that. You think you're too big. You think you're better than anybody else. And people just babble and babble just for nothing. It don't even make sense half of the stuff they saying. How did you get that car like that? How you get a house like that? How you get all them clothes and all of that stuff? You don't know whether the person know how to sew. You don't know whether the person got a store of their own. You don't know nothing about these people, but yet and still you just a babble. Just go on talking to nothing. You don't know nothing. Avoid them kind of people. I heard a preacher was saying, I think it was this morning somewhere, I was listening somewhere, and he's saying, "But you know, you don't need to be bothered with them kind of people. You need people that's on the same plane you are. Have their mind stayed on the Lord, trusting in God. This is what you need. People that are trusting in God is who you need. Do you understand that today? You don't need to be hanging around with them because they look good or hanging around them because they know somebody. You don't need all that. Huh? Avoid them. This is what he's saying. But you remember this. He's saying when you wait on the Lord, you're going to inherit what he has for you. Huh? It's yours. Do you know it's in his will already? Just for you, with your name on it. Tell the devil, got my name on it, devil. It got my name on it, and it belongs to me and nobody else. And I'm not giving it up either. Hello. You see, we want to give up our stuff, what we have, what belongs to us. Why you want to give it up all the time? Well, I just can't take this no more. Well, now, this is what you do. After things happen in your life and you look like you can't find your way, what you got to do? Stand fast in the word of God. Stand on what you know the words say, that it's going to be all right. Say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. This is my morning time. Tell the devil, say, this is my morning time. And the darkness is gone. Yes, see? Talk to that devil and let him know, I'm not taking it no more. Huh? Now let's go on to 2 Timothy, the first chapter. 12 verse, for the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. I don't care what the day brings, how it brings, you have a promise. God, you put it in his hand, commit it to him, put it in his hand, trust him, and it's all right. Hello, it's all right. Did you hear what I'm saying? Everyone that have tried Jesus, they found out it's all right. Now, you know, we can just say it just like Peter said it. We can just say it just like Peter said it. First Peter said, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. You keep that, what you have. Now, did it say you're not going to suffer? I believe not. Did it say nobody's going to suffer? See, our thing is we feel like religion, when we get religion, that's what you be having. You ain't supposed to suffer. But when you become Christ-like, you become a Christian, you know that he said, if you suffer with me, you're going to reign with me. You know that suffering is a part of this salvation that you have. Okay? Why? Because you have committed your entire life to Jesus Christ. Come on now. You have committed your entire life to him. Because he said, we'll read this again in Peter, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him. You see, who has your soul? Who got your soul in their hands? God, Jesus, he had it. Because you committed to keep him of your soul to him. Did you not? I know you did. And so what you do? In well doing, as unto a faithful creator, you still do well. I know it's hard to keep doing well when people be doing you so bad. And they be putting you through so much you want to go ballistic on them. I know you do. Everybody gets those feelings dying then. But because your thoughts have been established in Jesus Christ, don't let it come out of you. Let it stay covered with the blood of Jesus. Because he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. I will not allow that ugliness to come up and manifest and cause you to do something that will cause you to be either locked up or killed. Come on, because you know some of the time the things you be thinking about sometimes going to cause you to be locked up. You're going to tell somebody off. You're going to knock them out. You're going to do something. Because they have really made you so mad. You know, now people can do that now. They know the devil know how to get next to you. You hear what I'm saying? And he bring the very person that you had problems with. he did what? He bring them right to you to start something. And we cast that demon out that trying to start trouble with you, whether it's on your job, whether it's in your church, in your home, in the grocery. You know, some even people in grocery store would try to start stuff. You ever seen that? Do you have them problems? Am I the only one had that problem? I don't think so. I know all y'all probably had that problem. Some of you might have just cussed them out. You know, but don't cuss them out. You know, don't go through all that. Let God have them. You understand? Put them in God's hand. That's where you do it. I know you said, but you just don't understand. I understand fully because I have been there, wanting to do that, want to shake somebody. You ever seen want to shake some grown folks because they act like children? You want to shake them, but you don't do that. You remember that let the anger go. God would do what? He said, evildoers shall be cut off. those that wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. They're going to be cut off sooner or later. Huh? You ain't got to worry about it. Now, you know how I am about God. I just love myself some Jesus. That's all I can say. You say I'm a fanatic. If you want to, you can say anything you want as long as you keep me in the hands of God. That's all the way I want to stay. I want to tell you something before I pass over and let our Deacon Mike and Sister Diane have something to say. Now, if you got Psalms 37. Now, let me break down Psalms 37.
Come on now.
Up in these first few verses.
Yes, come on now.
The third verse brings you trust. Mm-hmm. And it also brings you, while you trust and do. The fourth verse brings you delight. Oh, you're just as happy as you want to be, ain't you? Huh? Because you're delightful. You got a smile on your face. He'll give you the desires of your heart. He going to do it, and you got to delight in him because he's doing these things for you. For who? For you. And the fifth verse tells you, say, commit. Verse 5, say, commit and trust. Commit and trust. In who? Jesus Christ. God has given us him. Huh? And best of all is to rest in him. Now you can rest, huh? You done went through all this turmoil, suffering and pain and everything, and but you still trust in God, even though you're going through these things, even though people have lied on you and talked about you bad and everything. You know, say you ain't call to God or whatever they tell you and all this stuff, but you still committed and you still delight yourself in the Lord and the ways of the Lord. You do these things because you know that after all is said and done, according to verse 7, you can do what? Rest in him. You ain't got to be in anxiety. You don't have to get depressed. You don't be all forlorn and have pity parties. You don't have to go through all that. You just rest in the Lord. Say, God will take care of all of that because I'm trusting him. Huh? I have confidence today because I do as he say do. So I'm having a good time in God. That's why I'm happy. I be happy about God. You know, you just do something to me when I'm talking about the Lord and everything and preaching the word. You know, it does something. When I'm praying for people, do you know, it gives me a lift, make me feel better. Don't ask me why. When I'm praying for people, ministering to people the word of God, I feel so good. So I'm delighting myself in the Lord. How about you? Can you do the same? Because you are committed and you trust him. Huh? I'm committed to Jesus Christ and his word and his church, the building that we have church in. I'm committed to that. Okay? But are you? Huh? Do you be prayerful? Denial. See, that is a sacrifice. You want him to do everything and give you everything you want and see and can dream of and everything, but you ain't faithful. And you haven't denied yourself. Huh? You haven't given him any loyalty. You haven't shown him any loyalty, brother. See, that's all. It just take a few little things to get it, to get what you need. Now, this is a good scripture. You can read this entire 37 Psalms. It's about 40 verses in it. You can read that entire 37 song, and I tell you, God is just, oof. God just got something for you. Read that scripture. He got something for you. He want to give you something. Now, I know the prophets are saying that this is the hour that people are going to get this and get that, and you ain't seen nothing yet, have you? Year almost out, and you ain't seen a thing, have you? Huh? Well, let me tell you. Commit your way into the Lord. You're going to see. Trust in him. You're going to see. Change your thinking. You will see. See, we've been thinking so evil and wicked so long, and we think God going to work with that. He ain't working with no wicked minds. You always thinking evil. You're always mad and angry. You ain't giving nothing to work with. Do you get the picture? You ain't give God nothing to work with. Now give him something to work with and show him that you trust him. Huh? Come on now. Show him that you trust him. And when you trust him, you will obey, won't you? I know you will. Because you're ready for to get blessed, aren't you? You're ready for it, aren't you? I know you are. You tired of not having enough for nothing. Huh? You tired of that. Now, I can't help but people talk about you now. They talked about Jesus. Okay? And you know what? You ever notice God don't change that? Huh? Tell you how to react to the people that talk about you. Okay? How you act. And not react, okay, to when people talk. They're going to talk anyhow, good, bad, or indifferent. People going to talk about you anyhow. Why you get to crying and complaining, and every time you look, well, they talk about me. Well, yes, they're going to talk about you. Let them talk about you. At least your name is being out there. Somebody know you. Or know of you, let's put it this way, know of you. So they keep talking about you because they cannot pinpoint just who you are or how you make it. Don't you like that? I like it myself. See, that's because they're jealous. That's when they talk about you so, honey, because they're jealous of who you are, what you got, and how you look, because you're looking fine. Hello, somebody. I love to make people mad. You say, is that right? I don't know. Look in the Bible and tell me if it's right. Okay? And if it's wrong, I'll correct it. Yes, I will. But I liked it. You know why? Because they talk about what they don't know. You see what I'm saying? And know what? Ain't no sense in asking me because I ain't going to give you no answer. How I make it is none of your business. Okay, I've been accused of a lot of things. You know, I've even been accused of selling dope and prostituting. They have accused me of all of that because they didn't know how I made it. They don't see no way I can make it. Say, but you ain't got but a few people in your church. How you do that? See, I found the secret. You know what the secret is? Trust in God. That's the only secret I can tell you. I can't tell you nothing else. I can't tell you 10 ways of how I made it. I can't tell you that because I trust God. You hear what I'm saying? I'm still trusting it. Got to. Okay?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for Apostle Porter this morning. When she was talking about trusting God and 10 ways to trust God, but she only know one way, and that's trust God. And that's the only way you should have, is put your trust in God. And that's the way we need to honor his life and honor our own lives by trusting God. You know, once we step out there and trust God, everything would break loose for you. But the point of the matter is, God does want our undivided attention. And the problem is, we don't give it to him. So we can't expect anything if we don't give it to him. What do we expect is going to happen and we don't give it to him? See, it's the same way as we want our children to give us their undivided attention. So how do you think our Father wants us to do? Mm-hmm. See, a lot of people don't understand that, but that's the way our Father wants. But you call him Daddy and you call him Father, but you don't want to give him your undivided attention. So what does that mean? That means you don't get anything. That means how can you get a blessing? when you're not stepping out there, when you're not giving 100%. I ain't say 110% because that's going above and beyond. Giving 100%, then we can take that other step. See, that's the point. First, we got to give the 100%, then we can go above and beyond. First, we got to get there. See, a lot of people don't get there. A lot of people stop at 50%. They feel like they can only give God 50%, and the rest of it give to the world. See, and that's where the misconceptions come in at. That's where they run into problems. That's where a lot of people run into problems. Is because of the fact they want to straddle the fence. You can't straddle the fence with the Lord. You either is or you aren't. You know, because the devil wants you to straddle the fence because he can pull you over any time. Anytime he see fit to pull your strings, he going to pull your strings. But we got to understand that God is with us. Now, if we want God to stay with us, we got to give him our undivided attention. We got to understand that God is there for us, and he wants to help us. He wants to bless us. But we don't, put it this way, we don't bless him. And you know, and all God asks us to do is praise him, thank him, worship him, get into your word, where you can study your word, where you can do all these things. It ain't hard, but some people say, now, you know, I take that back. It is hard to keep your salvation these days. I take that back because there's so much interference. There's so much going on around you to take your attention away from your salvation, to take you away from the attention of God. Now, we got to learn to put aside a lot of these things and all of these things that go on around us. We got to put blinders on and concentrate on God. We can have God. Now, if you get God in your spirit, you'll know where you're going. You'll know what's happening. You'll know when things are going wrong around you once you have that discernment and that spirit, that God in you. You'll know when something is wrong. God will show you where to go and how to come and what to do. But first of all, you got to put your trust in him. You got to understand that once you put your trust in him, he'll have trust in you. Now, in order for him to put trust in you, once you trust him, he'll do whatever you want him to do. He'll bless you. But if you don't trust him, if you don't step out and trust him, if you don't reach out and grab his hand, his garment, or whatever you have to grab, you got to grab it and take hold of it. And that's that word of God. Once you grab hold of that word of God, a lot of things open up to you. A lot of things open up. The knowledge and the wisdom in your mind will open up. And this is where you want to step forth in. You want to step forth in the wisdom and the knowledge. You want to step forth in the faith. You want to step forth in the trust. Once you step that ladder, you'll know. And I heard apostles say, remember when we used to be so happy when we first got saved? Oh, we were some jolly people then. We thought we could save the world. What happened? You know, did the saints suck the life out you? You know, because some of them will do that now. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't say, you know, and you know, we used to think that once a person is saved, everybody is saved. Once you get saved and everybody in the church and you put your trust in everybody in the church and you always have a devil in there that always derail you. You always have, let's put it this way, you always have a Judas in the camp. Someone is always against the word of God that's in there. Someone is always fighting the word of God. So Someone is always fighting in the spiritual sense with the word that's being presented by the leaders. There's always somebody in there that's fighting that word because you can sense it. You can sense the pull. I mean, you know, once you get that, that discerning spirit in you, once you get that spirit in you from the word of God, your spirit is easily to get upset. It's easy to ruffle that spirit that's in you. But you can always tell when you need to back away from that person, too, a little bit. You know, you can't believe what they say. And I was listening to Possum say, when people talk about you, well, you just got to have tough skin. Now, you say people talked about Jesus Christ. It didn't bother him none. Why should it bother you? He just went on about his business. That's all you got to do. Go about God's business. You can't worry about when people talk about you because people are going to talk about you regardless whether you are or you aren't. They're going to talk about you one way or another because you got that jealousy that's running around. You got the envious that's running around. You got people just downright don't like you. And they don't even know why. That's nothing but the devil in them. You know, so why worry about it? Why fret about it? All you can do is pray and keep pushing. Mm-hmm. If you have to give them a word and God say, God love you anyhow, and you can keep pushing. At least you gave them a little word, pushing. You ain't got to hate them. Just say, God love you anyhow, regardless of what you do. Even pray for the people that they change their ways. That's all you can do. But that's also putting your trust in the Lord, that the Lord will change your situation. See, a lot of people don't have enough trust for the Lord to change their situation. And that's where a lot of Christians fall short at also, because the situation seems like it go on and on and on. But don't you think that's a test of your faith also? Don't you think God is trying to bring you up to show you you got to have tough skin, that you got to learn to stand on him, that you got to learn to keep forth in what he has in store for you? Because if you let people ruffle you and get you out of your spirit, they'll take you down with them. But you don't want to be taken down with them. You want to keep rising up. You want to keep above, you know. So let me get Sister Diane in here so she can add her little couple of cents in on this, and we can get her in here a little bit. Here you go, Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, that is awesome work coming from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. I tell you, commit, and God wants us to commit our mind, body, and soul. And when you do that, you can definitely, most definitely rest in the Lord. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line, hosted by our very own Elder Witted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. If you'd like to visit us at our church during church service, you can do that at 31325 CR437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Our service time on Sunday is 1 p.m. On Tuesdays, we have Bible study at 6 p.m. So come on out and just have a Jesus-filled time with us. Till then, you be blessed.
Thank you. on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.